Have you ever been in a dead run at the airport? There is not much else I hate more than running through the airport trying to catch a flight. Recently, I was on a trip to California with my sister, and my precious husband was holding down the fort at home with our two girls for 5 days. He's a keeper. I was at the end of my trip and heading home to Arkansas with a connection in Chicago as a result of bad weather in Dallas. I was supposed to get home by 3 p.m, but with the weather delay and flight rerouting, I was now getting home after 10:30 p.m. As a mom, at the end of a really fun trip, you begin to sense an urgency that it's just time to get home and give your husband a much needed break. Any delay adds to the guilt you may have been feeling about being away in the first place. So, needless to say, I was really trying to get home as soon as I possibly could. My flight landed in Chicago on time, but for some reason, there was another plane blocking our gate. So I went from having a good solid hour to making my next flight to having only 10 minutes before the flight departed. And just to make it more fun, there were no more flights out that night. Do you feel the stress? We finally get to the gate. People kindly let me pass through the aisle of the plane to make a run for it. As I walk through the gate door, I remember a voice behind me saying, "Good luck!" With that, off I raced. I was in a dead run to make that flight for what seemed like a mile. I don't know exactly how far it was. I just know I should probably apologize to the people I passed along the way. I was huffing and puffing and grunting and moaning as I pushed my body as fast and hard as I could without literally passing out. It was awful. But I made it. Barely. I couldn't breathe. I was shaking and crying and coughing up a lung for at least 20 minutes after I got in my seat. I was a mess. I was weary. I was about to faint. My strength was gone and I was weak in that moment. All of that reminded me of this amazing truth. Isaiah 40:28. Do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. He will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Even youths grow tired and weary, and young men stumble and fall. But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. You may be in a dead run today, exhausted with life and struggling to even breathe. And in that place, you may feel forgotten, like God is nowhere to be found. God's people felt that way. They were in exile and their strength was gone. They were tired of the race they were running. The prophet Isaiah reminds them, God is everlasting. God is creator. God is in control, and he never grows weary or lacks wisdom concerning you. He sees you in your struggle, and you are not forgotten. He loves you and will renew your strength, give you wings to soar, and will empower you in your weariness as you trust in him. That's the truth. Maybe stop running. You might miss a flight. But remember, God holds you and he holds your circumstance, and his strength is enough when ours is gone. I'm Lori Klein.